More people were killed than that was the 8-year war. It wasn't
right.
8 million people. It was an 8-year war between
right.
Iraq and Iraq, where more Iraq and Iran, where more people were killed than in World War One. But the financing of the mosques in this nation are done by the Sunnis, and the Sunnis fight against the Shiites, and these are all various denominations.
And
the mosque is the very central hub of a Muslim, his activity, his family gatherings,
and his jihad.
Political, all the political rhetoric that he is taught comes from the mosque.
Well, friend, this is a this is high drama. This DVD that Carol Matriciana has produced, Islam Rising, A Call to One World Ummah, or Domination, The Duty to Conquer, Sharia and Jihad, The Sword of Terrorism, The Many Faces of the Mosque, a four-part series. You're not going to want to miss this. It is going to be extremely illuminating to you as former Muslims speak out with great conviction about what is taking place. Your gift of $25 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Just give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. That's 1-800-SAVE-USA. Or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Writing a check at $4 for postage and handling. Want to urge you to become a partner with us. Don't wait for the other guy to do it. We need your assistance. This is the moment of truth for the Valley of Decision. Thanks for joining us, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we're going to be talking about the epidemic of dementia and Alzheimer's disease that is growing here in the United States. Recently, it was reported that by government officials that there are about 4.5 million people with dementia and Alzheimer's disease in the United States. The Alzheimer's organization claims that the figure is probably closer to 5.5 million Americans with Alzheimer's disease, and I will tell you, and dementia, of course, but I will tell you what a tragedy it is when somebody you know and really care for develops this at a young, much younger age than you are. I know some of the doctors I practiced with fell into dementia, and you know, they didn't last a very long time after that. I remember my aunt, you know, certainly became demented, but she was, well, almost 100 years of age. But certainly we're seeing more and more people develop dementia and Alzheimer's disease at a younger and younger age. So I've asked Dr. Blaylock to come on and talk about why this is happening, and is there anything that we can do about it to prevent it, to preserve our memories, because, you know, your body said it begins to wear out a little bit as you get older, but you want to keep your mental faculties, and such a shame to think about losing them. Russell, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Thank you, Stan. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, why don't you sort of pick the story up and give us the background, your views on this?
Well, you know, as you were saying in your introduction, there's a tremendous increase in neurodegenerative diseases of all kinds. That includes Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, Lou Gehrig's disease. We're seeing an unprecedented increase. And in fact, in the journal Neurology a year or so ago, there was an article in which they realized, discussing the fact that they realized that they had grossly underestimated the number of neurodegenerative diseases in the United States, that it was much, much higher than they had first thought. And that what was shocking was that the number of these dementing diseases was occurring earlier in life than they had before. They know that cases of dementia illness in 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds. So there's this move into the younger age group. Now, generally, Alzheimer's disease, for instance, at about age 75, the incidence is anywhere from 10 to 15%. And then after age 70, it begins to increase at much higher rate. So by the time a person reaches 80, the incidence is about 48, 49%, almost 50%. And the question is, why do some people live to be 110, 112 years of age? And they're very, very sharp. Their mental abilities, their language, their memory is quite sharp, while others that are 55, 60 years old have severe dementia. So that has always been the primary question, and one of the things they thought pathologically, well, when they looked at the brain of people who have this Alzheimer's dementia, what they see is a lot of these plaque crud in the brain. It's called beta amyloid plaque that builds up in the brain. That was the prevailing theory until recently.
All right, fine, because that was characteristic pretty well of Alzheimer's disease. We'll be back in just a moment. All right, well, Chris, you were talking about this crud, those amyloid-type deposits in the brain, but what causes those deposits in the brain, and what part do they play in the development of Alzheimer's disease is the question. So what are your thoughts?
Well, what they discovered after a while, they began to look at it, and they would find people in their 80s who had a very, very good memory and a good thinking ability, and they had as many plaques or more than the people who had severe dementia. And so the question arose, how could plaque be the cause of it if a person can have more plaque in their brain and have perfectly normal brain function at the extremes of age? And so there's a question there. Well, as they looked into the chemistry of these plaques, they found out, well, they were different forms. One form of it, which is an oligomeric type plaque, it's just a chemical term, it's a more soluble type plaque, and it's more irritating to the brain. But then the question, as you asked a few minutes ago, was where did this plaque come from? Why does it form in the brain? And why does it destroy the brain of some people and not others? Well, after a lot of years of research, what we discovered is that chronic inflammation of the brain stimulates the production of this damaging type of plaque in the brain. And that's what differentiates the two people. One of them have a lot of plaque, but it's the non-inflamed caused plaque that just happens to accumulate with aging. The other is a very inflammatory generated type plaque. So there's a big difference. Now, what they've discovered also, and has been known a little bit longer, is that as you age, you begin to become more inflamed, your entire body. And when they look at the brains of people at different ages, they find that after age 50, this inflammatory process begins to build up in the brain. And by age 65 or 70, it's rather advanced, and by the time you reach 80, the inflammatory process in the brain is significantly higher than at age 40 or 50. But in people who have Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease, the inflammatory response in the brain is far greater than you see with natural aging. So these people, for some reason, have triggered a very intense inflammation in their brain. Well, as I began to look through the literature to see, well, what are all the things that we think are related as a possible cause of Alzheimer's? Well, you hear mercury may be related. aluminum may be related.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Dr. Blaylock's just saying that it isn't the plaque necessarily that's the problem. The problem is inflammation of the brain. In other words, something causes the brain to become inflamed. And if the brain becomes inflamed, why you will have more in the way of loss of metal function is not the amyloid deposits, but it's the inflammation. And we seem to be having more people with more inflammation of the brain at a much younger age. And so what would then produce inflammation of the brain? Well, of course, Dr. Blaylock's talked in the past that there are really sort of two immune systems. There's one for the general body, and then there's an entirely different function or a mechanism for inflammation in the brain. But of course, they find that mercury and certainly aluminum in the brain, these metals in the brain will tend to contribute to this inflammatory process that leads to Alzheimer's disease and metal deterioration. So please pick up the story there.
Well, as I was saying, there's different things that we know are related to Alzheimer's disease. For instance, mercury, lead, aluminum, what we call the heavy metals and toxic metals, are strongly associated with people's risk of Alzheimer's disease. We know that certain viruses, like herpes simplex type virus, that can chronically infect the brain almost for your whole life, remains dormant in most people. Well, there's a strong correlation between people having these herpetic ulcerations in their mouth and lips occur recurrently and their risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. And we know that this virus tends to live in the brain. Most of the time it's silent, but it can be reactivated. We know that exposure to pesticides and herbicides associated with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, particularly Parkinson's disease, and we know that repeated brain injuries associated with it, for instance, in boxers, dementia pugilistica, in which they get repeated head injuries, they tend to develop a chronic inflammation in the brain. So we see that a lot of different things can trigger chronic inflammation in the brain. So we, can pretty well say that there's not one thing that causes Alzheimer's disease, but a multitude of things. And the central key here is activating the brain's immune system. As we said, the microglia cell is the brain's immune cell. Normally, it's very quiescent. It stays asleep, just secreting some things that help protect the brain. But if the brain is disturbed by these metals or viruses or pesticides or herbicides or trauma, these cells become very activated. When they're activated, they secrete high levels of inflammatory chemicals called cytokines, and they secrete two very powerful excitotoxins, glutamate and quinolinic acid. And this combination of these inflammatory chemicals and the excitotoxins together starts destroying the connections between brain cells, what we call synapses. And when we look at Alzheimer's brain, that's the earliest change, is the loss of synapse, not the death of the brain cells themselves. That occurs very late in the disease. And so there is a period at which things can be reversed. If you stop the inflammation and repair the brain, allow it to repair itself, you can reverse some cases of dementia. And potentially, from what we know of the progression and pathology of it, it should be able to be reversed in a great number of cases before you actually start losing a lot of the cells. We know that in cases of Parkinson's disease, we've seen some rather dramatic reversals using certain methods to protect the brain. This whole idea of the amyloid being the cause has now been turned on its head, and we now understand that, like so many diseases in the body, it's chronic inflammation that's the problem, and that these things we know that are associated with Alzheimer's disease are indeed things that can trigger brain inflammation.
No, because wouldn't one of the most important things be to try to avoid these heavy chemicals, pardon me, or these metals that, you know, tend to trigger this? Because this is something that certainly is avoidable. Certainly we should not be having mercury in our brains. And yet, of course, many people are taking their regular flu shots every year, and, of course, they're getting mercury there. They have mercury in their fillings in their mouth, and we've been trying to warn people about that, to get the mercury out of there. It should not be used. Certainly in countries in Europe, why are they doing everything they can to prevent this? Because they recognize the danger of mercury fillings. They call them silver fillings here, but they're really mercury fillings. And these continue venting, and then the aluminum in the vaccines, and people are getting the regular shots, you know, of immunization of one form or another with alum in it, and that, of course, is a source of aluminum, and then it's in cookingware and cooking utensils, and certainly in the aluminum foil. And what about just avoiding some of those chemicals? Wouldn't that at least slow down the process?
Well, particularly if you did it very early in life, you know, but as you pointed out, what we're doing in this country is by the time a child reaches age 6, they've already received 36 doses of aluminum-containing vaccines and several vaccines that contain mercury. And we know the toxicity of mercury and aluminum interact to produce a very toxic reaction in the brain. So these poor children by age 6 have already accumulated a fair amount of aluminum and mercury in their brain. If we continue the vaccination schedule as being recommended by the CDC, they will have gotten, by the time they're 50 years old, something like 100 vaccines. So we're talking about an enormous load of aluminum and mercury being injected in the body. And the thing about these metals is once they enter the brain, it's very difficult to remove them. They don't just disappear because you stop the intake. So that you've got to do something to reduce the toxicity of these metals or remove them, or both, hopefully.
And then what about the fluoride that they're putting into water? And we know that they use hydrofluorosilicic acid. Why, it tends to attack the solder in older pipes. And that seems to pull lead in and into the water. And certainly there's studies that show in places like Washington, D.C., why the level of lead in the blood of children there has been elevated. They have chloramine and the hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water there. And in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, where the children having very high levels of lead in their blood, why, of course, this is the murder capital of the world. They have the lowest SAT scores, and I just checked it today, of any municipality in the country. I mean, every other state has better SAT scores. Washington, D.C., that is attacking the children there, and heaven only knows the adults as well, with water that's contaminated with lead and fluoride, and those poor kids, so many of them get involved in criminal activity because lead promotes criminal and irrational activity and destroys intelligence. And the murder capital of the world, the lowest SAT scores, the capital of the United States of America.
Well, that's exactly right. We've known for a very long period of time, and it's quite accepted, that lead triggers violent behavior, particularly in young people, and it lowers the IQ, and it does it by triggering immunoexcitotoxicity in the brain, just like aluminum and mercury, but it also interferes with a number of enzymes in the brain that are needed for the proper function, and it's irritating or activating the part of the brain that has to do with violent behavior, particularly the amygdala of the brain. So what you say is exactly true. Now, the fluoride, what we know about fluoride is that it will chemically react with aluminum very readily. Anytime it's anywhere near aluminum, it forms a fluoraluminum complex. Fluoraluminum inside of the body activates certain cell signaling called the G protein systems. Well, a lot of your neurotransmitters are are regulated by G proteins. So this fluoroaluminum in the brain can disrupt a lot of the signals that are occurring in the brain that carry on normal brain function. So it's a very dangerous combination. The fact that they're purposely putting fluoride in the water when there's evidence that fluoride does not reduce cavities at all, that's pretty well agreed upon in solid research, showing it does not reduce cavities, but they're still insisting that all cities fluoridate their water. We're doing some things in the United States that are extremely dangerous. The Europeans have outlawed fluoridation of their water. They're more attuned to this than we are. We give more vaccines to our children than anywhere in the world. The European countries give a fraction of the vaccines compared to the United States. And we're exposed to more pesticides and herbicides, particularly in certain areas of the country. As far as mercury, our atmospheric mercury is high in a number of areas of the United States, for instance, West Texas. And in the southern, southeast United States, has a higher atmospheric mercury. The mercury in the teeth, the fumes from that mercury, have been shown to travel through the olfactory nerves, the smell nerves, directly into the part of the brain that is damaged by Alzheimer's disease. So we're seeing some things that are happening to us that are well demonstrated in our scientific literature to be very damaging to the brain.
And, of course, there are very real reasons why we're having an epidemic of Alzheimer's disease and dementia, but these are never mentioned. They say, oh, it's happening, we have no idea. And believe me, the scientific literature is there, and somebody's got to know. Go right ahead, Russell.
Well, it's also important for people to realize that
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Certainly the brain continues developing up till about age 27. But there are certain periods of life when the brain is growing very rapidly. And every time you have a vaccination, you stimulate the immune system in the brain and you begin to produce inflammatory reaction, which is destructive towards the brain. And despite the fact that the scientific literature is there, there seems to be an agenda to insist on more and more and more vaccinations, a couple of hundred vaccinations in the pipeline, new vaccines being created. It said that by the time a child is 18, they've gotten 69 vaccine shots, and every time you vaccinate a child, you turn on their immune system in their body, you turn on the immune system in the brain, which involves the glial cells, the microglial cells, and you begin once again to have another inflammatory insult until this sort of becomes chronic, and all of this begins to produce these degenerative changes even in early life. So go right ahead.
Well, as I was saying, the problem with the physician is they're not aware of this scientific literature. They don't read it, they don't study it, they don't analyze it. What happens is they get a notice from their specialty organization, like the American Academy of Pediatrics, saying, well, you need to start giving children these following vaccines. And this is to protect them against these terrible infections, childhood infections. And you'll look at the bottom of the pamphlet that's sent to the physician, and you see the name Merck or Pfizer or Smith Kline French, the makers of the vaccine, are actually writing and sending out these pamphlets. I've seen the pamphlets on vaccine safety and why you need them in the pharmacies. And I look at the bottom of the pamphlet. It's printed by the vaccine manufacturers. So they're getting their information from an industry that is making billions of dollars selling these vaccines and influencing state legislatures to put them on a required schedule so that children have to have them. Now, we know that vaccines in the face of mercury drastically increases the toxicity of the mercury, and vaccines in the face of aluminum increases the toxicity of the aluminum in the brain. And same thing, the vaccine increases toxicity of pesticides in the brain. It's been shown that certain pesticides can produce Parkinson's disease, and that if you vaccinate, it makes the pesticide even more toxic to that part of the brain. So it means you're more likely to develop Parkinson's. Despite the fact this literature is in the scientific peer-reviewed journals, doctors are not looking at it. No one's telling the public that there's a danger. They just keep this propaganda going that unless we vaccinate everybody constantly, our whole nation is in danger. You see this insanity with this swine flu vaccine nonsense, despite the fact that all of our results so far, both in this country and in the Southern Hemisphere in Australia and New Zealand, has shown that the death rate, the hospitalization rate, the death of and hospitalization of children and pregnant women is lower with this virus than the seasonal flu virus prior to this. There's two big studies just came out in New England Journal of Medicine, which analyze the experience in Australia and New Zealand, which has already been through their winter and their the peak of their H1N1 flu epidemic. And they were surprised at how low the death rate was and how low the hospitalization rate, that all of these scare stories just did not happen. And the article remarks that, in fact, the death rate was much lower. Well, it's this kind of panic fear-mongering by the government and by the vaccine companies and the media, which is driving people to run to their doctors and almost demand these vaccines, and they don't have any idea what this is doing to their brain. I've written several articles on this that are published in peer-reviewed journals, but unless the doctors read them, they're not going to know it's there.
Well, you know, I calculated, they tell us about a week ago, 86 children have died of swine flu. That's 86 children in a nation of over 325 million people. If you figure there are 30 million children, which are probably many more than that, and we know that certainly of the children who die, why, two-thirds of them have other diseases. So if there are about 30 healthy children have died of swine flu. And assume there's only 30 million children, I think there's many more, your chance of your child dying of this is about 1 in 1,000,000. And yet, night after night, that's all we hear on television. This is Dr. Stan back here. Somebody just called in, Russell, with a question. What about using charcoal on a barbecue? Is there any harm from the smoke from charcoal? Is there any mercury or other products in that that can be harmful for us?
Yes, there can be. You have to be careful with it. Of course, most of the charcoal you're using is outdoors, so it's not as big a danger as you would have if it was indoors or if you were by a factory that was burning coal your atmospheric mercury would be quite high. So I don't think that it's that big of a danger just to go out and barbecue out in the yard. That would be my response there. I'd like to touch on the 86 children dying in the United States in
right.
2001. When vaccines were being first used for children, the flu vaccine, there were 90 children died that year, up from 20 children the year before any of them was vaccinated. So we see that there was a tremendous jump in a number of children who died once the mass vaccination for flu was started. And it makes sense because mercury in the vaccine, and these childhood flu vaccines have mercury, is an immune suppressant, produces abnormal immune reactions. And so these children that are declared as being healthy, this small number, 20 out of the 86 or 10 out of the 86 that are so-called healthy, in fact have had 36 vaccines. They're filled with aluminum and mercury, things that suppress their immunity. We also know that many of these children are in the process of getting their vaccination, and the MMR vaccine is powerfully immune-suppressing. We also know the Hib vaccine is powerfully immune-suppressing. That's well known, and that immune suppression can last 2 to 3 weeks after the vaccination. Now, how many of these children had just had an MMR vaccine when they contracted flu virus? So then you can see they're not normal. They're immunosuppressed by the childhood vaccine. That's not even being discussed.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Russell Blaylock. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly it was last weekend on the 60-minute radio program. They spent the first segment talking about this young, healthy football player, 15, I think, years old, and you see him there playing football and running the football, who actually comes down with, we're told, H1N1, and he goes to the hospital, and he has to be intubated, and he develops a staphylococcal pneumonia, and they don't know whether he's going to live or die, and it's really a very touching segment. The problem is that Barbara Lowe Fisher, who really tries to stay on top of these things, says the government will not release anything about his history. Had he been immunized for the seasonal influenza, had he had any other recent vaccinations, the government won't tell anybody. They're just telling, line up and get your shot. But they're totally suppressing anything about this boy's, the medical background or any other possible diseases he might have, or how many vaccines he's had in the past that would have lowered his immune system. And what they're doing is playing on our emotions, trying to frighten people. Oh, if you love your child, you're going to get them vaccinated. Well, I use the statistics. So far this year, the chances are about 1 in 1,000,000. Of children getting dying from the swine flu. However, if you look at the children who've gone through the regular immunizations, 1 in every 6 children in America has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or learning disability. 1 in every 9 children has asthma. 1 in every 90 to 100 children has autism. They've suddenly found the incidence of autism is increasing, and because more frequent boys, probably 1 in 60 to 70 boys has autism, 1 in 450 children has diabetes, and you do not see anything like this in the Amish children or in unvaccinated children. And yet they're saying if you love your child, get them vaccinated. Well, if I had knew that 1 in 6 children had some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and it was primarily in children who had been vaccinated, I certainly don't think the odds are in favor of getting vaccination, though this is totally blacked out here in America. Well, before we go on, Russell, I want you to get out information on your website and how people can get in touch with you, get your newsletter and other information.
Yeah, they can go to my website, www.russellblaylockmd.com, that's RussellBlaylockMD.com, and you can get some free information off of it. Some of the papers I've published on this subject, some of the papers I've written for the website itself, and look at that. Now, this football player, I did look at the case of the 15-year-old football player, and there's a couple of things that struck me. Is number one, we know that any time you're exhausted and you have a viral infection, you run a considerable risk of having severe complications. The soldier that died in 1976 had the flu. He was feeling a little under the weather, wasn't particularly sick. He decided he wanted to go ahead and do the forced march with his unit. He did the forced march. That's when he got sick and died. Well, this is known to occur. You know, when I was at the VA hospital, we had soldiers that would come in who had just colds, and they would do these forced marches and die. So that's one thing, because the extreme exhausting exercise is powerfully immune suppressive. The second thing is the boy went to the emergency room, was given medication to lower his fever, and he felt a lot better when he got home. Well, it's known that if you lower the fever in people who have viral infections, you greatly increase the mortality of that viral infection. For instance, in children that were given antipyretics, things to lower the temperature, it doubled or tripled their death rate. That fever has a purpose. It suppresses the viral growth, and the fever is indicative of the level of your cytokine, immune cytokine, which is fighting the virus. So by lowering it, they actually put him at greater risk. Now, he took a shower, and then he started having bronchial spasms. He couldn't breathe, and that means the tubes in his lungs were going into spasm intensely. Well, we know that people who do extreme sports, things like football, frequently are severely magnesium deficient. When you're magnesium deficient, you run a very high risk of bronchial spasm with any irritation, like a common cold or a common virus that gets into the bronchioles. So again, it's the fact that he had very low magnesium. Now, my experience with most hospitals, they don't give magnesium. And I'm wondering if they're giving him IV high-dose magnesium with the bronchospasm has subsided. Now, he developed a secondary staph infection, staph aureus, for which there's no vaccine for. That, again, is related to severe exhaustion. You tend to get secondary infected with common staph organisms. Everybody has staph organisms. So he was severely immune suppressed from all of these things. And that triggered his very severe reaction. And when I'm looking at all these cases that they're presenting, I find the same common factors. There's things that are known to severely suppress your immunity. For instance, there's a case out of England of a pregnant woman who got the H1N1, and they made a big case that she lost her baby and almost died. Well, I reviewed her case. From the information they gave, she was a heavy smoker, and smoking is known to greatly increase the mortality of any viral infection. It's known to greatly increase the risk of secondary pneumonia and cause the virus to grow very rapidly. And smoking, the nicotine, is a powerful immune suppressant, very powerful. So she was powerfully immune suppressed. Then they put her on a respirator. And according to the description in the story, they used high pressure ventilation to try to blow her lungs up, and they collapsed her lungs from that. So that was a complication of the treatment. Wasn't due to the virus itself. So, you know, what we're seeing is people are having complications and dying from things that if you repeated that with just the ordinary flu that comes around through every year, or just a severe bronchial infection or viral infection of other types, they would have the same outcome. That is just being totally ignored. Now, in two studies that they just completed, one in Australia, New Zealand, which has been through their flu season, they found that it was extremely low death rate. And all of these things that were predicted did not happen. Only 7.5% of ICU beds were used by flu victims, which is very low. And they found, most importantly, in that study and the American study, that 60% of the children had underlying medical conditions. In one study from the CDC, two-thirds of the children had neurological problems that would lower their immunity. So these are not normal, healthy children as they're portraying. These are kids who have immune dysfunction, many of which are not even diagnosed. They also found in both of the studies there was a strong correlation between obesity and morbid obesity and mortality and the risk of ending up in the ICU or the hospital. That was in both studies. So that more of the obesity, because it increases your inflammatory cytokines and can lower your immunity at the same time, is associated with a worse outcome. Plus, they are more likely to have underlying medical conditions like insulin resistance. This is never being discussed on the TV or the media or the CDC, even though this is in two of the most carefully done studies reported in the New England Journal of Medicine that's recently released. I went over both of these studies quite carefully. So we're being lied to on a grand scale. This is an extremely mild virus.
In fact, there was in one of those studies, there were two studies out of the out of Australia. They were both published in the New England Journal of Medicine on the 10th of September. And the one where they used the adjuvanted vaccine, the MF59, that's going to be used in Europe. Why, after they started this this series, they gave the people, of course, they gave them the vaccine, or they actually checked to find out if they gave them the vaccine, they got a good antibody response. And then they checked the blood samples that they had before they actually gave it to them in one group. There were two groups. In one of them, 39% of healthy people who had never had any symptoms at all of swine flu actually had antibodies to the swine flu before they were vaccinated. So basically, it sort of totally discredited the entire study. They were already immune to the disease before they gave them the vaccine. No wonder they got a good response when they got the vaccine. I mean, their system were prepped for it. And yet, they'd never had any symptoms at all. They had no idea they'd been previously infected. Well, we're getting along quite a ways. You developed a product that does help people, at least you developed specifically in an effort to help people who are having the forgetfulness and these other things to protect their brains. Would you mind just mentioning that? And the reason, of course, is because they are actually running ads on our program, and I'd like our listeners to hear a little bit about that product.
Well, what I developed was a special product to reduce brain inflammation and promote repair of these synapses and connections in the brain. It's called the Brain Repair Formula and the Brain Lipid Repair Formula. It's two different formulas that come together with the supplement. What it has in it is curcumin and quercetin, the DHA in very high concentrations, a very small amount of EPA to help reduce inflammation, then a group of flavonoids that are known to reduce microglial activation. And at the same time, it has a group of supplements that are known to stimulate the mitochondrion in brain cells to produce more energy. So we find that's what happens as you get older. Your brain has greater difficulty producing energy. And this has been shown to boost the energy production. These vitamins in combination with these other flavonoids also help reduce the free radical generation in the brain, which rises increasingly as you get older. So this is a combination that I research, looking at everything I could find that would reduce brain inflammation, everything that would stimulate brain healing, and try to put the best of those ingredients together in these supplements.
All right, fine. How can people find out more about that? Do you have a telephone number or website?
Yeah, we have a telephone number. They can go to 1-800-SPECIAL, S-P-E-C-I-L, or the special is spelled as 1-800-773-2425. They can look at that, and if they want to go through the internet, you can go through www.newportnutritionals.com and go directly to the manufacturer's website.
Well, let me just comment. If you know our website, radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com, and you simply go to the front page and you scroll down, there's a banner there that talks about brain health and brain lipid health, and you just click on that, it'll take you right to the website, so you don't have to worry about it, so that we put the banner up there, and because they're helping to support Radio Liberty, and we want people to know about that, and apparently we're getting a pretty good response from the people who've actually heard Russ will talk, and then you'll have gone to the website. So if you're interested in knowing more, why, simply go to my website or go to Russell's website, but you can go to our website, scroll down to Brain Health, and then if you click on it, why, you'll go right there. Well, Russell, certainly as we see what's happening, is there anything that can be done to reverse the process as far as the brain is concerned, the degenerative changes that are a result of the metals that have been put in there? We're talking about lead and fluoride and aluminum and mercury and then the pesticides and certainly the herbicides. All of these things which are attacking the brain, which I think are probably play a large part in this epidemic of dementia that's sweeping our nation?
Well, yeah, I think two things I would recommend. One is my supplement, of course, because it was specially designed for it. It's the only thing I've ever made. And go to Dr. Monteith's website, radioliberty.com. The other is a special supplement developed by a good friend of mine, Dr. Boyd Haley, who was a professor of chemistry and biochemistry at Kentucky. Very brilliant fellow, and he made a supplement called OSR, which is a potent way to stimulate brain cells to produce one of their most protective systems called glutathione. It also, you know, he can't say this because of the FDA, but I can, and it also binds some of these metals and helps remove them. But his supplement, you know, that he advertises is just to increase glutathione, reduce free radical damage to the brain, which it does better than anything. It produces an ORAC scale of 185,000. The next thing to that is a berry that has about 18,000 ORAC units. So that gives you an idea how powerful of an antioxidant this OSR supplement is. And so I think the two of those in combination would be just about the best thing you can do to reverse and prevent further damage by this process.
Well, I didn't have any idea. Of course, I know Boyd Haley. I've met him. I've interviewed him a number of times. I have several four-tape sets on mercury. I had no idea he produced a product. I'll have to get him on and get this information together. So, well, of course, our guest has been Dr. Russell Blaylock. We're talking about the epidemic of dementia and Alzheimer's disease that is sweeping across our country. And as we begin looking at why these things are happening, why, of course, nobody ever talks about why. The effect of repeated immunizations, we didn't have a chance to talk about the mercury in fillings today. I didn't have a chance to talk about the aluminum that we come in contact with some of the basically the cooking utensils and other items, but we'll cover that some other evening. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, Russell, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, but I share your concern about the swine flu situation.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, you know, America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-
We do have a great four-tape set on the swine flu epidemic. We have another, actually it's a four-CD set. We have another four-CD set on Alzheimer's disease. And it's vitally important because there's a couple of those interviews are with Dr. Blaylock, but he covers a lot of other things that are vitally important, getting into, of course, all the means by which you get the aluminum into your body and the other means by which you get mercury into your body. And you need to start thinking about these things. These are not imaginary. And certainly one of the most disheartening things I can think of is just a doctor I worked with regularly, a close friend, and seemed to develop dementia and simply just fade away in a nursing home and die. He's almost abandoned by his family. Anyway, and I don't mean that derogatory towards them. I mean that the kids were off elsewhere, and the wife was there to see him regularly. But, certainly it's a lonely place in a nursing home when you're a relatively young individual. Right, so if you would like to get the four CD set on Alzheimer's disease, the four CD sets on, or four tape sets we have on mercury, we have a couple of them, and we have a couple of DVDs or videos on mercury and its effect on the brain. Why, Chris, our number is 1-800-544-8927. We have a four CD set vaccine update 2009. It covers the whole issue of the unnecessary vaccines that are being given to our children and to our older people as well. And then, of course, we have a great DVD. It's called Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. That's Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. We have another one, which is Dr. Blaylock on vaccines and brain development. And you have to understand that vaccines impede brain development. They create inflammation in not only the body, which they're designed to do, but in the brain. And, of course, the vulnerable brain is so susceptible, and yet, of course, by repeated vaccines, you damage the brains of our children. And then, of course, now, of course, they want to vaccinate pregnant women. Now, I've read the package inserts, the material put out by all of the H1N1 vaccine manufacturers. And every one of them says there are no animal studies that show this vaccine is safe in pregnant women. What they do not say is that there are many animal studies that show that these are not safe. So it's a half-truth. There are no studies that show that these are safe, Well, I would think that they would want to mention there are many that show that these are not safe and they know about them. But, why, of course, you're talking about multi-billion dollar profits that are going to be made. And, of course, really, this is unconscionable. But is there another agenda behind what's going on? Well, if you haven't heard my talk on the planned population reduction, that's planned population reduction, let me recommend it to you. I would certainly suggest my talk on None Dare Call It Genocide. They're both available on DVD. That's None Dare Call It Genocide or Planned Population Reduction, and then my talk on population control. You really have to understand, there are people out there who have a different worldview. And many of them will openly talk about their desire to actually reduce dramatically the number of people living on Earth. We have some four CD or tape sets on genetically modified food. Of course, they produce all sorts of problems. The chickens are a lot smarter than people. The latest information is that a lot of chickens won't eat genetically modified food. And, of course, the pigs that have been given the genetically modified corn, those pigs become infertile. Just as mercury makes the people who get it infertile. Well, there's so much more to this story. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams, and I've asked him to come on to tell you an amazing story. Now, I've talked to Lindsay off and on since early 1980s, and there was a long hiatus where I didn't hear from him. He wrote a book, certainly in the 1980s, about the energy non-crisis, saying that all that we were hearing about the shortage of oil was really not true. He was the chaplain on the Alaska pipeline between 1974 and 77, and had the opportunity to witness one of the largest oil fields ever recorded come in off the North Slope, north of Prudhoe Bay, and the book was in part written by an oil company executive who was fired for letting Lindsay know about this, and of course we didn't talk to Lindsay for a number of years, and we talked to him again, several years ago, and then, of course, we talked to him last year about some amazing revelations he'd got from that Well, from somebody he knew who said he was very close to the people who run the world. And, of course, literally everything that Lindsay told me in July of last year, and you can read the whole story in my October 2008 newsletter. Let me recommend it to you. October 2008 at RadioLiberty.com. Everything he told me was going to happen at that time came to pass, other than, of course, President Obama was elected rather than John McCain. Well, I'm going to let Lindsay bring you up to date. Lindsay, thank you so very much for being with us. Well, tell us about what's happened more recently and what you were told by somebody very close to the centers of world power, what is going to happen. And so, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you wonder if it's worthwhile knowing what lies ahead. But I want you to hear what Lindsay was told, and was a man telling the truth? I believe Lindsay's telling the truth, but and I fear that the message you're going to hear tonight is very true. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Dr. Stan, thank you for allowing me the privilege tonight of being on your show. Many of the listeners who have listened in the past, and there may be some who have not heard me give my background in the past, for 3 years' time, I was the chaplain to the elite of the world on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. They did not come to my church. I went to their pipeline. And as a result, I have kept in touch with some of these people for the past 35 years. And from time to time, one of them would tell me something, and I would merely voice it to the world. And that's what happened approximately right close to 2 years ago. One of these individuals called me up on the phone, and he was angry. Oh, my goodness, he was mad. He said, "Chaplain, you can't say that anymore. You've gone too far. Your website's giving us trouble." And he threatened me and said, "You can't say this and this and this, or we're going to do this and this." Well, we agreed to agree, and that was about 2 years ago. And after that, I said to him, I said, "You know, how is your family? How you been doing? I haven't seen you in 25 years. He, at that point, said the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. Now, it couldn't happen. People said, "You're crazy. Don't you dare say that. It'll ruin your credibility." Well, it did.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Lindsay Williams. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
And it did exactly what he had said. It went from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel about 3 months later. Now, I had appeared on a number of radio talk shows and told that story. And people laughed at me. Now, you didn't, fortunately. But some radio talk show hosts did laugh at me and said, "You're crazy. It can't happen." One man in Wall Street even said, "Lindsay Williams, well, he's gone. His credibility is destroyed." And then it happened exactly like this gentleman had told me it would. Well, that was nearly 2 years ago. I have not talked with this man in about a year and three quarters. And I haven't done a single radio talk show in 3 months up until this week. Not one. I disappeared. Back a number of months ago, I was hearing people say this and this, and that's going to happen, something else is going to take place, and I got so tired of hearing people guess, and I said to some radio talk shows that call me, I said, no, give me a rain check until I know what I'm talking about, and I know it's going to happen. I just cannot guess about all these things. And so I told my family one day, I said, "Let's just pick up and go." And we did. For 3 months' time, we left and basically disappeared. Now, when I got back here the other day, just days ago, I felt the intuition one morning to pick up the telephone and call this gentleman. I just felt right about it. And so I did. And sure enough, he answered the phone. He was very friendly, very kind. Now, understand, this gentleman is over 85 years of age. But once you are in that inner circle, you never get out. And he knows everything that goes on behind closed doors. And he knows what the elite are doing. And he was very sick last winter. In fact, he almost died. And the only thing I can surmise, Dr. Stan, is that he wanted to tell me everything. Understand that some of the top people in the world, they very seldom will come across a person such as me, a minister. Now, they work on all fields. They are out there in the circles of this world. And for the longest time on the telephone, he just told me thing after what was going to happen. He confessed everything almost that you could think of. Now, when he finished, I was shocked. I must admit, I was stunned. And I am still shaken. I'm sure you must hear it in my voice. I was literally shaken by what this man had to say. And I was so concerned that I knew there was no way in this world I was going to give this type of material out.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. So, Lindsay contacted this gentleman from the elite. He'd known him many years ago, 30 years ago. They were very good friends. The gentleman had attended his church services. But, of course, they hadn't seen one another for 30 years. Talked last year. And I can vouch for the fact that Lindsay told me, personally, that the price of oil was going to fall. Now, it was well over $140 a barrel at that time, and I was anticipating $200 a barrel. I think a lot of us were. And Lindsay said, I was told, oil is going to fall to $50 a barrel. The economy is going to collapse. I mean, Dubai is going to become a ghost town. I said the whole financial structure of the world is going to suddenly be changed and changed dramatically. He talked about some oil discoveries coming in off the north slope of Russia and off the coast of Indonesia, massive oil discoveries. And all of them are there, because you're not going to read about them in the regular media, because they still, up until very recently, want you to believe there's a shortage of oil. But I checked all of this out, and point by point by point, all of it came true, other than the fact that it was suggested that the elite wanted John McCain to be the president, but every other item, and you can read about it in my October 2008 newsletter. So pick up the story then. You had a recent conversation. You were told what lies ahead. And so let's get to what actually were you told.
Just days ago, this gentleman and I talked on the phone. I was so startled. I said, no way am I giving this out on any radio talk show until I've recorded it first. I hopped an airplane, went to Kansas City, did 3.5 hours before multiple cameras in the studio, and recorded everything that you're hearing tonight. Now, I'd like to give you, in the next few moments, the things that this gentleman told me. Now, you're going to find some of this psychologically shaking. You're going to find some of it very encouraging. And I will attempt to elaborate on some of the points as we go along, but not all of them, because I've literally got in front of me here pages and pages and pages of notes. So let me start at the beginning. I hope you have pencils and paper. Now, folks, please take this to heart. Just like he was right in everything he has said over the past years, what he said 2 years ago took place. You can believe this is going to take place too. They have a plan. Here it is. I'll give them to you one at a time. Number one, he said, within 2 years, you will not recognize America. Now, I was amazed over the period of time that we talked on the telephone how he continued to use the expression 2 years, 2 years, 2 years. And I found out later in the conversation why he was doing this. He said, within 2 years, you'll not recognize America. And later in the conversation, I asked him why the 2 years. The elite have altered their timeline. Now, some of you who heard me nearly 2 years ago, when he told me the price of crude oil was going where it would, you remember that he said that we're going to have massive inflation in a short period of time. Well, it would have been by this time right now, and we still don't have it. So I asked him about that. And he said, yes, this is one of the things that we've altered in our timeline. And he said, inflation will escalate over a period of 2 years. Now, why did they alter their timeline? Let me get to this, because it is so important. during the final 2 or 3 months of the Bush administration, you'll remember that they created a crisis. It was totally artificial. They said the world's going to collapse. Banking will never survive. The American taxpayer, you've got to bail out the whole system. And if you don't, the whole financial system in the world is going to utterly collapse. What a joke. As you know, the elite have a way of creating a crisis and then creating a solution. And the solution was that the American taxpayer would bail out banks, would bail out insurance companies, would bail out foreign banks, would bail out. But there's one thing that the average person never knew, and I didn't know it either, and I would have never guessed it. The reason that the elite altered their timeline is because you, as taxpayers, gave the elite of the world approximately $2.5 trillion. You heard me correctly. I did not say million nor billion. You gave them approximately $2.5 trillion. And after the smoke had cleared and Bush was out of office and our new president was in, Bloomberg News Service came along and said, we demand to know where this $2.5 trillion of taxpayers' money went. In fact, Congress even started an investigation and demanded a representative from the Federal Reserve to come in and answer questions, and you will see the clip in the Senate of the Congress of the United States of America in my new DVD where the person from the Federal Reserve said, no, I will not answer you where it went, because it would not be to the benefit of the businesses of America for you to know. The truth of the matter is, you, as taxpayers, gave the elite approximately $2.5 trillion. They got what they wanted, and as a result, they altered their timeline. They feel that you, as Americans, are so stupid, so dumb, forgive me, I just have to be honest with you, you don't rise up, you don't do anything, you give them everything they want, you have swallowed hook, line, and sinker every bait they put in front of you, you've bit the carrot that they dangled in front of you, and they know that you're not going to do anything about it. You gave them $2.5 trillion, altered their timeline. Are you ready for the next statement? I won't stay on that one any longer. That's long enough. The next statement, after 2 years, you will be so poor, you will not be able to do anything. Oh, my goodness. When he went on to elaborate, you know, there's no way in this world this man would have given me all of this, except that because of his age, his condition, and because of our relationship years ago, after 2 years, you will be so poor, you will not be able to rebel. And he went on to explain how that almost everyone is going to be working for the federal government. Oh, my goodness. This is so startling. When I went through all of the things that he was talking about, nearly everyone will be working for the federal government at the time that they decide to draw the line. Think about it for a moment. General Motors, they were bankrupt. Who bailed them out? Federal government. Who is the CEO of General Motors today? None other than the President of the United States of America. Do you realize that every person who works for General Motors today is an employee of the federal government? Chrysler Corporation, they went bankrupt. Federal government, you know, to hear these things talked about by one of them, Chrysler Corporation went bankrupt. Federal government came in and bailed them out. Do you realize that every person who works for Chrysler Corporation today is an employee of the federal government of the United States of America? Banks. Oh, my goodness, people. Do you realize that, let's see, 101 banks as of this morning have been closed. As of this morning, it was announced on the news this morning, 101 banks as of this morning have been taken over by the FDIC. Every single one of those banks now, and they're going to be more. Oh, my goodness. He went on to talk about how they're taking some in the Northeast one weekend. They'll take 5 or 10 in the Southwest, and they'll take some in the Northwest. They try their best to keep you from getting upset about it. They're going to narrow it down to 9 major banks. Then those 9 major banks will be given so much money by the federal government that they'll literally be owned and controlled, and every person working for those banks will be an employee of the federal government. And this man had told me just days ago that this was going to happen, health care. Doctors, do you realize that every doctor, every nurse, every dentist, every person in health care in the United States of America, when they pass the health care bill, do you realize that you will be an employee of the federal government? And this man told me just a few days ago, he said, Nellie, everyone is going to be working for the federal government. Pure little mom and pop businesses that have paid off. Any government big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take away everything you have, and it is, oh my goodness, yesterday morning. Dr. Stan, I'm sure you caught it on the news yesterday. Yesterday morning, Mr. Obama, President of the United States of America, it was on national news. He said, I am demanding that every company that has been given money by the United States government, the Treasury of the United States, they are being ordered to cut the top executives' pay by 90%. Oh, my goodness. When I heard this, and I knew that this man had given me this information just a number of days ago, he said, after 2 years, you will be so poor, you will not be able to do it. Folks, do you realize that if they can do that to the CEOs of the biggest companies in America, being ordered by the president to cut their pay at 90%, do you realize he can do that to every Tom, Dick, and Harry out here on the streets and every person working in a 9-to-5 job, if they can do it? Folks, do you see where this is heading?
Well, Lindsay, did he say anything about what's going to happen to the value of the dollar? In other words, are they going to destroy the value of the dollar and the savings of our people?
Yes, he did. He made the statement, he said, by 2012. Now, I know that's the year the Mayan calendar ends, but I don't think that has anything to do with it. He said by 2012, the dollar will be dead, and those are the exact words he used. The dollar will be dead. Now, every bit of this is going to fit into the inflationary spiral. OPEC said just the other day that they're not going to use the dollar only for the sale and trade of crude oil anymore. Crude oil is the standard currency of the world. The dollar has always been the reserve currency of the world. The dollar is no longer the reserve currency of the world. And now that the countries of the world do not need it for the sale and trade of crude oil, they're going to be dumping it by every bit that they possibly can. And
hold that thought. We'll be right back. All right, Lindsay, go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hold back currency, and apparently the gentleman had told Lindsay that the only thing that was going to hold back it was gold and silver, that the paper money was useless. They laughed at the American people for being stupid enough to accept and denominate things in paper money. They understand what's going on. It's just that everything is done to keep the American people fat, dumb, and happy until it's far too late to accomplish anything. So suddenly the gentleman has reiterated what we've been trying to tell our listeners for a long time. Lindsay, did he say whether or not they want to continue the Afghan war? This is one of the big things. It's a senseless war. We have no business being there. It's a war we can never win. Did he tell you at all whether we're going to continue killing our boys in a war that we're not even really trying to win?
He did not mention Afghanistan, and I did not think to ask him because I was so stunned at all the other material he was giving, but he did mention war. And this is going to be the next point that I was going to give anyway. You're thinking ahead of me tonight, Dr. Stan. You and I think just alike. He said, war is planned. Oh, yes. Listen, these people know, I think so much of that article I saw in one of your papers one day, Dr. Stan, about General Smedley Butler, Major General Smedley Butler, and Eisenhower saying, I'd like to be like him. He was such a great man. He said, war is a racket. It always has been. It is possibly the oldest, easiest, the most profitable, surely the most vicious. And he went on to say only a small inside group knows what it's all about. And I saw that when this man was talking. He said it's conducted for the benefit of the very few at the expense of the very many. Out of war, a few people make huge fortunes. Major General Smedley Butler, this gentleman said to me just days ago, he said, war is planned. Now, let me clarify this. You will remember, Dr. Stan, that 2 years ago when this gentleman talked with me on the phone, we had warships lined in the Persian Gulf. We had our Air Force over there. We had the best of everything we had near the Strait of Hormuz. And even I was saying, and most talk show hosts were saying, expect war with Iran. It looks like we're going to have it. And I was saying the same thing. You might have it any day. This gentleman said to me 2 years ago, we don't want war with Iran. And I came on your program and said that. People thought I was crazy. And some talk show host said, now, wait a minute. You're stepping on my toes. Well, we didn't have war with Iran. Why? They didn't want it. They weren't ready for it yet. Are you ready? Here goes. This is 2 years later. He said to me on the phone a few days ago, we're going to have war. and it's going to be taking place approximately toward the end of their timeline, which is going to be approximately 2 years from now, and it will more than likely start somewhere around Iran. And he said the enemy of Iran and Israel's enemy is Iran, and Iran's enemy is Israel, and whenever it starts, it will spread throughout the entire world. It's all planned. They already know it's going to happen. They did not want it 2 years ago, and I dared to come out and said we weren't going to have it when everybody else nearly was saying we were. Now he's saying, we are. It's about time for it. Watch it. When they come to the close or the end of their timeline, you are going to see the sabers rattling again, and watch out. You will have it in the Middle East. Then, at that point, is when the price of crude oil is going to go through the roof. Now, let me give you the prediction on crude oil, because he did say this. I asked him because, you know, he said it was coming down to $50 for at least approximately a year, and it did, but it's creeping back up now around $70, $80 a barrel. From what I gather from him, you're not going to see it go back to $4 a gallon for gas pump anytime soon, but you will see it happen at the same time you see that war, which is planned, take place in the Middle East. Then it's going to go to $8, $10, $12 a gallon overnight. Until then, you'll see crude oil spike up a little bit, spike down a little bit, but it's just going to fluctuate back and forth. And then at some point, they know exactly when it's going to go through the roof. So take heart. Inflation is going to escalate slowly. The price of crude oil may go up slightly, but you won't see those major prices at the gas pump for some period of time yet. Within 2 years, you will not recognize America. Within 2 years, you will be so poor, you will not be able to do anything about it. Folks, unless you and I take action immediately and do something right now, do you realize that we are relegating our children and our grandchildren?
Hold that thought, Lindsay.
Grandchildren?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and certainly that's one of my favorite songs, and I always thrill whenever I hear Kate Smith hear that hit that high note at the very end. But I fear that God is not going to bless America. Unless there's a mass revival, it's only going to take place if we can change the hearts of men, and our job is to try to claim as many people as we can in the time that's allotted to us. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Lindsay Williams. And before we go on, Lindsay, I want you to tell our listeners how they can certainly get the three new DVDs that you put out, and certainly would like to tell them, certainly the information is available, you've made it available. How can people contact you and get these three DVDs?
When I heard just a few days ago what this gentleman said, I knew that it had to be recorded before I said it on any radio talk show. I put it on three new DVDs. We have a six DVD package. We have never offered any of these before. Anyone who has ever gotten any of my DVDs, these are not repeats. I have a new toll-free number. Please put this down if you will. And I beg of you, get this and give it out. It is not copywritten. I ask you to copy them by the thousands. And please give them out. You can put this on your calendar and see it happen. So here it is, the new toll-free number, 888-799-6111. Now, there's some people who don't necessarily like to talk to an operator, and you'd rather go online. As you remember, 2 years ago, they required me to cancel my website. So I do not have a website. But this company who is now handling my orders, and by the way, there are seven operators standing by right now, tonight. I know it's late back on the East Coast. It's 9 o'clock where I am. But there are operators standing by tonight. I asked them to be here so they could take your order from Dr. Stan's program. The new toll-free number is 888-799-6111. And the website where you can go if you wish to purchase online is prophecyclub.com. That's prophecyclub.com if you wish to get them online. Six new DVDs, and we put them in a beautiful package, all six of them in one folder, not dorky like we used to do. Beautiful full-color cover. I beg of you, give those operators a call, and I ask you to copy these and give them out. 888-799-6111. Thank you, Dr. Stan, for letting me get that out.
All right, fine. Well, of course, now, there were some other things that he told you as well, weren't there?
Yes, in fact, there's one, and I'm so glad you said what you did just a moment ago, because the only way that I think America can be saved is divine intervention. But that was an expression that came up in our conversation that was very unusual. And I'm still sitting here kind of wondering what it all meant. The term was used, devil's messiah. Now, it was not in relation to a man. It was not in relation to the Antichrist or anything that people might be expecting religiously. But it was instead referring to a system or a spirit of deception. And I realized as we were talking that he was relating to something that the elite had to do over a period of years in order to be able to bring America to the point where we are right now. And he went back. And we went into a number of things. We talked about the schools of America. Oh, my goodness, this was startling. And basically, I could put it this way. The elite had to take away America's God before they could destroy us. And it reminded me so much what Alexis de Tocqueville said years ago. He was a great Frenchman scholar and author. And he said, I want to know what the greatness of America is. Now, I'd like to read you just one paragraph here. I sought for the greatness and genius of America in her commodious harbors and her ample rivers, and it was not there. In her fertile fields and boundless prairies, and it was not there. In her rich mines and her vast world commerce, and it was not there. Not until I went to the churches of America and heard her pulpits aflame with righteousness Did I understand the secret of her genius and power? America is great because she is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. The elite had to destroy America's God and spirituality in order to bring us to the place where they have us right now. And they refer to it as the devil's Messiah. It's a system of destruction. You remember that the first Webster's Dictionary that was ever written in America, Webster, the reason he wrote it, I have a copy, by the way, of the original dictionary here in my home, in my library. It's a reprint. And in the dictionary, it states that the reason Webster wrote that dictionary was in order to preserve the meaning of the words of the so that forever people could read the Bible and those words would always have the same meaning. That was the reason for the writing of Webster's Dictionary. The McGuffey Reader, the first textbook of the schools, it was written for the purpose of teaching people how to read, but not for the purpose of teaching them how to read about evolution, and as our schools do today, but for the purpose of teaching people how children how to read so they could read the Bible. That was the reason for the schools originally. They had to destroy that. In order, they paid to have the textbooks rewritten. And the elite have educated children into believing evolution so that they're nothing but evolutionized animals, so they'll act like animals, drugs, sex, crazy, all this modern-day stuff that we've got today, drugs, everything else imaginable. But the only way they could get them to do this was to cause them to believe they were nothing but evolutionized animals. Oh, my goodness, then we went into the churches of America. I'm not going to get on this too much tonight because this is startling. I've been a minister of the gospel for 50 years. And, Dr. Stan, this man went into the churches of America, and what they had to do to the churches, and honest to goodness, I look across this land today, and I am appalled because they have succeeded in doing to the churches of America everything that they wanted to do. I've come to the realization, Dr. Stan, that the average talk show host can preach a better sermon than the average preacher can. Because the average preacher today is bound by his 501c3. He can't preach an electoral sermon like the preachers used to in the early days of America. He can't talk about sin. He can't tell people what's right and what's wrong. Because if he did, they would say he was discriminating. Your hands are handcuffed. And the average, oh my goodness. Every bit of this is a part of that devil's Messiah, whereby they changed our republic to a democracy. Read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States of America, and all of this fits into Daddy Bush's, oh my goodness, you remember his expression, bold new world order. And literally, this man confessed everything. I have never heard anything like this before. I was told that within 2 years, nearly everything will be changed around exactly the way they want it. And, folks, if you and I are ever to be free, they have a timeline. And if we haven't succeeded within the period of their timeline, our children and grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren will be relegated to slavery to the elite. And I've been so startled. I've been beside myself almost ever since this gentleman talked to me. And every time I do a radio talk show, I just beg and plead with people. Folks, these people have a timeline. They aren't joking. They are laughing at the average American. They literally are. And they think that there's no way that you and I can turn it around, that they have it where they want it. They aren't worried one bit. Dr. Stan, I have a message for them. I think things can be turned around. And they have to be. We cannot let them take this world and continue to go in the direction they want to go in it. But they have a timeline, and I have tried my best, if I possibly could tonight, to let you know that he used over, over and over the expression, 2 years, 2 years, 2 years. And they know what they're doing. And Dr. Stan, the only hope is people like you and others like you who will do everything in our power to try to turn this whole system around, Dr. Stan.
Well, I think that the good news is we have 2 years. I was afraid that we were going to be involved in a war with Iran first of next year. So if we have 2 years, this means we've got time to continue getting people concerned. Now, the one thing that I glean from our conversations is that they want to do things by gradualism. In other words, they don't want to do anything suddenly because they fear that might alarm the American people. But if they just gradually destroy the value of our currency, and they just gradually destroy our economy and put more and more people out of work. I was just reading this evening, Kirsten, on the media here in California. They say, we have a 12.2% unemployment. Isn't that terrible? Well, of course, there are other figures that suggest that 4 out of 10 people here in the state of California are unemployed. Not a 12% unemployment, but a 40% unemployment. And certainly we know that this is the figure out in the Central Valley, but apparently there are real problems in California, and they're simply lying about it. And, of course, they're providing, of course, money for unemployment benefits extended, but we're running out of money. Certainly the government doesn't have any money. We're having to borrow it from overseas. When we don't borrow it from overseas, we simply create the money, or we simply make it available to the banks at 0% interest. The banks then borrow from the Fed at 0% interest and buy our treasury bonds paying 3 or 4% interest, and they make a profit, a great profit. You can borrow, you know, $100 million at 0%, and then you can loan it to the Treasury at 4%. But of course, where does the money come from? It all comes out of nothing. So this cannot go on forever, because you end up then like Zimbabwe or the Weimar Republic. And then was it the end of 2 years we were going to have an increase in inflation, or did he say it was just going to be gradual over this next 4 years?
They want inflation to be gradual over the next 2 years because they don't want you to get too upset, to do too much. In other words, they don't want you to jump out of the saddle. They want this to be brought upon very gradually, like the frog boiling in the pot. Now, let me give you a chronological order of their timeline. And if you'll watch these things, you will see it taking place. You can put it down on your calendar and almost mark them off. First of all, the national media is their mouthpiece. Hollywood is their perversion. Watch the movies coming out of Hollywood. You may remember just before Katrina hit New Orleans, they came out with a movie entitled Oil Storm. It was 2 weeks prior to Katrina hitting New Orleans. In Oil Storm, people realized after it was all over with that the media had told you everything that Katrina was going to do, almost to the minute detail, exactly like Oil Storm said. And Oil Storm was a movie that came out and it was on the major media all over the country, on the television stations. And afterwards, we realized that they had done it. Now, one of the codes of ethics of the elite is, and I learned this years ago when I lived with them, they must tell you before they do something what they're going to do. And if someone had said, my goodness, you didn't tell us that hurricane was going to hit, they would have said, yes, we did. We put out Oil Storm, put out a whole movie on it. Watch Hollywood, and you will see the progression of their timeline. And they have, folks, they've offered you baseball, apple pie, and beer, and you have fallen for it. Watch what they're doing. Listen to their buzzwords. Okay, watch for a big increase in the stock market. It's going to go up and up and up. And he did mention this. He said the stock market is going to go up and up and up. And you know what they're doing? They're pulling in all the senior citizens. I know you're not going to get any increase in Social Security this next year, and all of you worried, and your 501s and your retirement programs and everything else have lost money. Well, as a result, you're going to turn around and put it in the stock market because the stock market's going up. It's a trap. And they know it. And they know they're going to take it to the top, and just toward the end of their timeline, it is going to fall out from under you, and you're going to lose everything else that you've got. Gold and silver prices are going to escalate. He made it very plain. that it they'll go up and up and up. The value of gold never changes, only the value of the dollar going down, and gold will go up in proportion with the dollar going down. Bank takeovers. We had five of them, I think it was this morning, Dr. Stan. I heard it on the news today. They're going to take over banks all over, and as this escalates faster and faster, watch their timeline as it goes faster and faster. The number of bankruptcies across America, as those bankruptcies increase drastically, and you'll find this in your newspapers every weekend, is how many bankruptcies there were in your state or city. And watch as those bankruptcies increase, because this means that their timeline is getting that much closer to the end. Access to safety deposit boxes. Oh, please. If you get that gold and silver, don't put it in a safety deposit box. One bank just this week said, no, no, you're not going to get into your safety deposit boxes. Watch the movies that come out of Hollywood. You'll see more and more war movies and movies of what's going to happen at the end, and then that pace of inflation. Please keep that before you. When you go to the grocery store, the hardware store, notice how much prices go up. And when that pace of inflation begins to go up very rapidly, you know that you're right to the end of their timeline. Again, he said, within 2 years, you will not recognize the United States of America. Again, he said, you will be so poor that you won't be able to do anything after approximately this period of time. Inflation will escalate during that period of time. All of these are signs of their timeline, and if you know what they are, then you will be able to know exactly where they are and when they are ready to pull the cord. And they do plan to do just that. Everything that you have heard Dr. Stan say over the years, I plead with you to believe it. It's true. It is exactly like he said. Nothing is changed. They still are there. They are very much active, and they do control the world. And everything Dr. Stan has tried to tell you over all of these years, everything he's published in his newsletter, oh, please, take it to heart. I know it sounds way out in left field sometimes, and I'm sure you're sitting there wondering right now, who in the world is this guy that got this information from the elite? Okay, you remember 2 years ago he said where oil was going, and it did it. Well, you better believe this also. Put it down, just stay around a while, and you'll see it happen. It won't take you long, and you're going to be seeing everything that Dr. Stan has said over the years take place just exactly like he said it was going to happen. Well, one of the last things, I must bring this one up, Dr. Stan, one of the last things you're going to see happen is gun control. Now, they don't want to touch that until the very end. One of the last things also that you'll see is the control of talk show hosts. Now, many talk show hosts take exception to this because they have that persecution complex that the government's going to step in and just put them out of business tomorrow morning. No. Positively not. They know, the elite do, the day that they touch the talk show host is the day that they lose their freedom also as a national media. And you are going to be able to stay around and have an opportunity to continue to express yourself.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We know America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're joining us on the 23rd day of October 2009. And I think you're going to be glad that you tuned in today, because there's some news you need to hear. It's getting not worse, it's getting really bad. Yes, the climate is horrendous. I don't need to tell you this, but when the most recognized alternative physician in the United States gets attacked with possible criminal charges, then it's getting really bad. That means that when they will go after the most visible alternative physician, they will go after anyone. They're making a stand, the FDA and the FTC. This attack is, well, a surprise to me, a real surprise that the rogue government agencies would have attacked this doctor and challenging him with possible threats of gunpoint seizure of all of his nutritional products. We'll talk about that after the break, because this deserves some time, ladies and gentlemen. There is one thing that will increase your immune system. Allegedly, I have to say that now, because this is what the doctor talked about that got him into trouble. We'll talk about that one thing. And it happens to be in Shintrition. So if you have Shintrition, well, good for you, because you may have trouble getting it. Judge has tossed the lawsuit against Blackwater and XE, you know, that rogue government group that calls itself a sort of a civilian police force also. And obviously they have a friend in the court system. The attack is on in Wisconsin. If you have been following NAIS, you need to hear about this story, because it was big. It happened yesterday. We don't know a whole lot of facts, but it's not good. Another interesting statement that I found is the statement on how curcumin actually works. It has been ruled in one study. I don't know how long they're going to be able to say it. But how curcumin works. And if you have curcumin, you ought to be glad. It probably might not be around long if they have their way with curcumin also. Got information on star anise. A lot of you have been wanting to know how to use it. Got a couple of recipes and the information on star anise. Dr. Anthony Fauci was on CNN today When asked, are you going to get the flu shot? Oh, you've got to hear his response. And also, the PBS Kids Network now has $17 million worth of propaganda to feed to your children on the swine flu vaccine. You're not going to like it. Josh and I really, really, it got us, it really did not help our day at all by hearing this.